Side Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
But see, that's the beginning. Some people think that's the end game or the cure-all, but that's just the beginning. To have power. It's more than us four and no more. There's a world out there. Lost, sick, diseased, going to hell. That need us. That need you. Amen. So you have the power. Now the next thing we looked at in Colossians 1 and 16 was from powers. The next one was principalities. Now remember, we connect these together. We talked about in Galatians 4 how that as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a servant. And he's under governors and tutors. In other words, the child is under something. Amen. Now remember, the child is already a king. Somebody say king. He's already a king, but he's under some stuff. Governors and tutors. The principality is the tutor. Amen. There's certain stuff God will allow you to struggle with. Amen. For a time. Amen. Amen. You know, a butterfly, a caterpillar, you know the story, when a caterpillar spins the cocoon, the silk cocoon, and goes in there and stays in there for the transformation, the metamorphosis, then he starts, when he's ready, he starts to break out of there. But it's important that you don't help him. Amen. That you don't touch him. Because the breaking out of that is what strengthens the little wing muscles. Amen. He's in there and he's flexing. You open it up, he ain't had a chance to flex. but he's in there opening it up, and it gives him strength to fly. Amen. You can pull him out of there, and he'll go right to the ground. Yeah. You'd have messed him up. So see, God will allow certain you to enter. He's not going to do you like David did Uriah. Amen. He's not going to do that to you. Some people think they need to be out there with the mighty, but then that you're not ready. You know, it's not a slight on you because you're not ready. Because God determines our times. I had a dream once. I've shared it before. I'll share it again and again and again. I was in a desert. It was dark. And I remember seeing an angel about back where the clock was. He was doing like this to me. And as he did that, it's like I levitated, and I wasn't walking, just floated over to him. And then it was so dark, and then he reached and he pointed down. I could look down, and there was a canal. And I knew I was supposed to jump. And so I jumped in the canal and went down. It wasn't real deep. I went down, and I hit mud. And I remember I had the in the dream, the pair of pants I was wearing, I actually had those pair of pants. And I hit mud, and mud came all the way up to my waist. And I thought, whoa. And I'm looking, I'm stuck in this mud. And then the angel reached up under my arms and pulled me out. And as he pulled me out, the mud fell off of my pants like it wasn't ever on there. Amen. What I did during that season of my life, I went ahead of God. Amen. 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 He allowed me to experience that. And I got all muddied up. Amen. But because my heart was toward God. Amen. Remember Paul said he did a bunch of stuff ignorantly? It wasn't like I was running from God. I was trying to do for God. And that angel pulled me up out of there, and that's exactly how my life went. It went around a circle for a little while, but it was like, okay, no mud. He got me back on track. That's how, see, in our maturation, in growing up, God's going to teach you stuff like that so that you can teach others. Listen, experience will shut down an argument every time. If I've experienced some of that stuff, I can tell you, don't go that way. Don't do that. I'll save you about 10 years of your life. Just don't do that. But some have to touch the fire anyway. That's fire. I don't believe it's hot. Oh, yeah, okay, now you know. You know for yourself. All you got to do is tell me that. Don't tell. Okay. Ain't touching it. But it's part of our maturation. So principalities. You know, certain entities you encounter on certain levels. I'm going to tell you up front, we'll look at this at some point in time when we talk about the final grace, but there's, you know, people say for every level there's a new devil. On some level, there are no devils. Amen. Jesus met with his disciples after his resurrection. 40 days and 40 nights. Teaching, he'd appear to them, teaching them, training them, giving them a commission. We don't read where the devil showed up. Nair time. Somebody say, nair time. There's a place called resurrection. Not just when we put on immortality. When you die to yourself here and become resurrected here and walk in that vein. Enemies can't tread there. They cannot locate you because they are confined to darkness. Now get in the flesh and they'll have a party with you. But if you stay in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. And this is what the training is about. So principalities, you're a king. But the king has to be developed in you. Remember, Jesus was born, and the word says in Isaiah, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. So you see two different things there. He was born king, but he was also made king. He learned obedience through what he suffered. Hello, somebody. Remember, he was 12 years old. In Jerusalem, and he slipped away from the family and went into the temple and was instructing the doctors, the lawyers, the Sanhedrin, all the big wigs. And they were astounded at him, and Mary and Joseph and the family left back for Nazareth 3 days, and come to find out Jesus wasn't with them. Imagine, you done lost God. Where God at? Think about it. You've been given a responsibility to watch over God. And you'd have lost him. I can imagine what their mind was going through. Oh. They finally found him. And what happened? When they found him, Jesus said, don't you know that I need be about my Father's business? But what did he do? He humbled himself. He went back. Listen to me. He went back with them. In Luke chapter 1, he went back with them. And he humbled himself, and it says, and the child grew. Amen. Amen. This is important for us to understand. He was already equipped. Amen. And really raring to go. At 12, that bar mitzvah, had become a man. But his time wasn't yet. Amen. He had already astounded that they were about to make an official inquiry about him. And they had to take him, get him out of there. But he had already told them, you know, stuff they didn't know, and just amazed everyone that was supposed to be in the know. Amen. But then he went back, he humbled himself. It says, and the child grew in wisdom and in knowledge and in stature. Amen. And in favor. Amen. With God and with man. Amen. So see, that was a part of the growth process. We don't just jump on every opportunity. That makes you an opportunist. It does. Does anything come your way? Just jump. No, no. Filter it through the Word of God. Filter it through the Spirit of the Lord. Is that part of what He would have you to do and be? Is that in your domain of authority? Amen? So we go from principalities, which are the tutors. And as long as the heir is a child, he's under principalities or tutors. Then once we pass test there, it's just like first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade. You know, you failed first grade 3 times. Because you don't like writing, coloring inside the lines. You're special. No, you know, it's just like a school system. You pass certain tests, and then you're promoted. Amen. See, distinguish between tests and trials. Amen. Because little children, they're not going to put them through no trials. You may get a little test here and there. But see, sometimes there's a trial. It lasts a little longer than your flesh likes. You know, one day is all right. 2 weeks and we ain't quarantined no more? Cool. But after 2 weeks, you lost it. A year. The devil is a lie. These folk crazy. Well, hey, listen, when you come into maturation, it don't matter how long. I'm in this thing for the long haul. And it's not going to break me, it's going to make me. What did the Hebrew boy say? The Hebrew boy said, "Oh king, we are not careful, we're not stuttering, we're not afraid, we're not intimidated by your fiery furnace." He said, "If we know our God is able to deliver us." We know that, so we ain't bowing. But let's take it a little further, O king. If he don't deliver us. If he chooses not to deliver us, we still ain't bowing. Come on, they were ripe for promotion. It made the enemy more mad. Listen, see, sometimes God wants to use your life to start something. With your troublemaking self. Everything was cool here till you came. See, when the strong man arm keeps his goods, his house is in peace. But when a stronger comes on him and destroys that armor and that, people start getting liberated. Now you start seeing freedom. How many of we are freedom fighters? Come on, we call to start some stuff every now and then. Just your walking with God will start some stuff. You ain't got to be meddling with anybody. Just be concerned with God. And watch how the enemy gets angry. I tell them a lot of times, hide and watch. Because if I see you, I'm coming for you. He knows you are loaded for bear. So that has to eventually become our persuasion. You have to nip in the bud all this wavering and double-mindedness. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. Wavering. Twin soul. I say it this way. Is you is or is you ain't. That's the way it's got to be. You got to make up your mind.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Arr, this is Davey the Pirate. When I discovered Pirates Cove Resort and Marina in Stuart, Florida, I said to my crew, it's time to retire. So I docked my boat in one of our 50 slips